Okay, folks, let's get this over with. I'm far too busy and important to be talking to the press. I have to start planning next week's press interviews, where I'll be taking questions on why none of the stuff I said in this week's ones actually happened. Block.
Taoiseach, you said last week we wouldn't see any more tent cities after Mount Street, but they emerged again on the canal, so you have lost control of this issue, haven't you?
Well, I think it's really, really important, Taoiseach, that we make clear what I said. I promised there would be no more tent cities like Mount Street, which lasted months. This one only lasted a week, so it's not like Mount Street, you see, and it was also on the other side of the canal, a different postcode. So to be clear, I only broke my promise in a very limited and really, really specific way.
Taoiseach, the tents are back on the canal within a day. Are you now backing down on the promise of no more tent cities already?
No, I never promised that specifically, of course. For example, I said if a tent city is pitched by a canal, it's more of a commune than a tent city per se. But believe me, my sympathies lie with the people in the tents. I've been camping myself. I gotta tell you, it's a tough, torrid time, even though we were glamping, which was basically a fully heated cabin with running water. Still, hashtag solidarity.
So how are you going to ensure this doesn't keep happening over and over again with the tents?
Well, as I said last week, as the Taoiseach too great a claim, this is a multi-agency operation, which is fantastic and exciting. It's like having a multi-pack Kellogg's thing for breakfast. I mean, all the cereals together can be really, really effective at filling you up with sugar when you're a Monster Energy Taoiseach, whereas just one cereal or one agency on their own are completely useless. I mean, imagine this was left to the Department of Justice on their own. They can't even count.
Is this costing taxpayers a fortune every time several state agencies have to hire trucks and buses to totally do overkill on moving a few tents every few days and putting up fences everywhere?
No. But look, it's very much a Team Ireland response. We should get jerseys and high-five each other as the big mechanical digger claw arrives to lift away a tiny little tent. Vroom, vroom, grab, munch, rah, rah, beep, beep, beep. That's the sound of me reversing over all my unattainable promises by the hour. Beep, beep.
There's actually a new tent city already in East Wall, Taoiseach.
Oh, for goodness sake, you can't be serious. Well, I mean, if there are no major shiny multinationals down there, I think we can let that
one. No, they could probably see them from the Yahoo building down there.
Yahoo! Call in the diggers again! This will not stand. Somebody get me something to bang my fist on. Look, I'm waving my arms in a way that doesn't match the rhythm of my speech. That's how you know that I'm angry.
About 400 new migrants arrive every week now. What are you planning to do long term? Just fence off the entire city, or...
No, absolutely not, for we are now supplying robust tented accommodation in derelict sites around the city.
Sorry, the government is building its own tent cities. Brilliant.
This is different. Jeez. Let's just be thankful that whoever's been in government for the last 13 years refused to build any accommodation for anyone on these state lands. So thank Leo, we have vast public-owned complexes in Dublin and Wicklow that were left to rot during a housing crisis because the big investment fund said any direct building of homes by government would hurt their bottom lines. Oh, I think I've said too much. That's enough. Best wishes to Ireland in Eurovision. The country is ready to host it next year in a massive tent at Crooksling. Hello, Europe. Up Bambi. Doomsday Blues. That's Fine Gael's election slogan too. Teach logging out.
Ahead of two, a three. Good evening, Ireland. This is Marty calling, live from the Eurovision Song Contest in Malmo. Hey, Malmo, Malmo in Italiano. And I'm as giddy as a dolphin tonight, I can tell you. Ireland, at last, in the final, with a non-binary witch from Cork. Don't say, how are you doing, bye? It's a they, them, darling. So do say, crown the witch. Oh, very modern indeed. Now, I'm very pro-nouns myself. My favourite nouns are wine and Verona. Very much a festive atmosphere here in Sweden. I've Thai sweet chili crisps and a magnum of Baileys to tip away on. It's a veritable, dare I say it, Marty party. Naughty Marty, appropriating culture from the other Martys. No, don't make me go to the Costa del Sol with Tommy Fleming. So, folks, settle in, enjoy. It's going to be a long, long night. And if you're publicly boycotting but surreptitiously tuning in from the spare room, worry not, for your secret is safe with Marty. Let's get things on the bed. Oh, good grief. Now, speaking of war crimes, I tell you, you could accuse a few entries here tonight of the same, not least the boyo from Finland, oh dear, or the Netherlands. There were far too many nethers on display from the fellow in the Finland, I can tell you. As ever, of course, the spoil sports have banned the Palestinian flags. They even prevented our entry from having ceasefire now written across their face in OM. OMG, says you. Now, 3 hours to go. I better open the Baileys before it's far too late. Open the Baileys! Thank you, madam. Now, Croatia's coming up next. One of the favourites, would you believe? Baby lasagna, they're known as, which is, of course, the cost-cutting lunch they'll serve if the RT canteen ever reopens. Oh, can you imagine? Does Cal go on strike? Not that you'd notice much difference if you did. God, is the Bailey's stronger here in Sweden? Anyway, La Suisse is the ones to look out for. Switzerland, represented by Nemo, a rapper who's also non-binary. Oh, for goodness sake, that's our thing, you bloody copycats. Still, you know what they say. They more, them merrier. You can have that one for free, Gen Z. Don't judge me. I'm not even a millennial. I'm a martiennial. Oh!
Now with me in studio is Patrick Keelty.
Well, it's amazing to be here, Claire. Amazing.
Because the Late Late Show is on its last legs.
Oh, well, last episode for the season, I hope you mean.
Oh, right. Must have been a Freudian slip. Or as Freud called them, a Clairburnian slip.
And our guest for the finale of the Late Late, he's amazing. It's Michael Flatley.
Will you be asking him why he's such a fan of Donald Trump?
Well, no. We will be doing Riverdance hairspray and blouse jokes.
I was just thinking of what the Late Late might have been had I not ruled myself out.
Even though we all know that I had been offered it first anyway.
What's that? There's a problem with the line there, Patrick.
I'm in studio. But look, it's amazing to have done a whole season by now, especially for me as someone from a wee village in the county of Down.
Oh, please. We're not buying that anymore. Your wife's a hot millionaire. Nobody feels sorry for you.
Well, I just want to remind people that peace is such an amazing thing.
I grew up in Leash. Have you any idea how hard it was growing up as Claire Byrne in Leash?
No, I do
not. I had to conceal the fact that I did the Leaving Cert when I was 8.
Did I mention my All-Ireland or...
So this is the last episode of the season. Why? No stamina.
Well, look, we're done. It's been a great, great success. So it is time to let it go till the autumn.
I mean, in the old days, by now Ryan would have just put Dermot Bannon on for the fifth time since Christmas and talk about his socks for half an hour.
Well, it's all different now.
Could have been so much more different. I would have axed the country special and replaced it with an Ireland's smartest special. A whole audience of microbiologists solving equations for 2 hours.
Look, the show nowadays is really just amazing entertainment.
Entertainment is having Professor Sam McConkie and Azorb discussing molecular pathogenesis.
I beg to differ.
Beg all you want, but Claire Byrne shows no mercy. I did meet a beggar once.
Right.
I locked eyes and gave him one of my famous pep talks. He's an aeronautical engineer now.
So anyway, tonight the Late Late Show will end and then I can get to enjoy my summer holidays.
Why do you need holidays? Are you in junior infants, Patrick?
Oh God, junior infants. That brings me back. Remember wooden rulers?
I would have kept going every week.
Amazing. Amazing. I'll show myself out. Will I?
Backhurst himself would have had to drag me out of Studio 4 to force me to take a break.
See ya.
Though I would likely subdue him with jujitsu.
Bye now.
And just kept on broadcasting forever. Because I'm a machine.
Hello there and welcome to my podcast, which still doesn't have a name, incidentally.
How about the Jack Michal Show? Because it sounds like Jack Whitehall.
No, I never heard tell of him. He must be from the part of Dublin that used to be rough, was it? But thanks to the Michael Noonan Memorial Housing Crisis, we managed to make it posh.
Sure, even Blanche is posh nowadays.
Is it?
Yeah, $500,000 for an apartment with a penthouse view of all the poverty stretching as far as Tyrrellstown.
Come here, did you see me do the keepy uppies on the internet, Jack? I nearly broke the internet, as they say.
I was more worried you might break a knee, I mean, at your age.
Alice, stop that. I don't know. Elections really bring out my viral side. I mean, I did a good look message to Bambi Tug and all.
Oh, it's just because they're from Cork, isn't it?
Do you realise how far back you have to go for the last Cork person that was to represent the country of Cork in the Eurovision?
Linda Martin?
No, it's not that. Why would you?
Oh, it's just, I thought she was your missus, no?
What?
No?
She's not my missus. What made you think?
Just the whole why me thing, I suppose.
stop your blagging. No, it was Cathal Dunn, 1979.
Yeah, I wasn't born then.
He was Jack Lynch's nephew, can you believe it?
Oh, that's the fella with the tunnel, is it?
That's right.
Yeah, anyway, you might want to calm down that whole desperation on the socials thing.
I don't know what you mean in terms of...
Going on about cold water swimming or eating warm tomatoes.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? They're very good for you, the warm tomatoes. Yeah,
you'd be like the only person who ever showed up on TikTok but ended up coming across as older.
Anyway, where's your content? And you're supposed to be a young person. Right?
I'm not really into all of that sort of having a personality stuff.
What are you talking about, Jack? Did you see Ali Alexander on the Eurovision for the UK?
No, that's not really my thing, boss.
I thought that would have been right up your handball, Ellie, no?
No.
Well, what young people stuff are you into? What about the Young Offenders? Very, very funny, I'll tell you. You know, we could do some Young Offenders content together online.
What?
Get into scrapes, you know. We could get the haircuts and all.
I don't really watch television apart from the political programmes.
And next you'll be telling me you don't even have a TV licence. Playing into Catherine Martin's hands.
I'm sure my parents got
the... We're going to keep the telly licence. We have to protect RT Cork. At all costs.
Right.
Build a ring of steel around John Creedon, you know. An iron dome. Like
what?
Where do you do your junior ring these days?
I'm in the Department of Transport and the Media Department with the 17 portfolios.
We lent you to two green ministers. No wonder you're no crack at all.
Oh, it's like a constant salad of bad news.
See if you could snoop around for me in your one's office, you know, see what our plans are.
Catherine Martin?
Yeah. And before you ask, no, she's not my wife either.
Oh, no, I knew that. Although I did think she might be your daughter.
For goodness sake. Pass me another warm tomato there in terms of... that's all we have time for on my podcast this week.
Oh, I have it now. Mihal's U-Haul.
Is that a U-Haul?
Yeah, because you'll be moving out soon, so you'll need a U-Haul.
Will you stop that guy in terms of...
Well, how are y'all doing? Donny O'Sullivan coming at you live from the United States of Turning a Blind Eye. It's a country on the edge of a reckoning. So, of course, our top story features Donald Trump on trial for rioting he did in 2006 and then covered up in 2016. The geriatric wheels of a geriatric justice system under a geriatric president sure do grind slowly.
This courthouse is ruled over by a radical left crazy, crazy judge who forces me to stay silent. It's Donald Trump in the Chamber of Silence. That's what a lot of people are calling. A lot of people saying that silent, like my beautiful wife, Melanka Vanka, who can't be here today because she's busy crying today. Busy crying.
Trump is on his last warning about breaking the gag order, which he's done 10 times already. An especially impressive feat considering he hasn't strung two coherent thoughts together since staring at that eclipse. And gagging was the order of the day for Stormy Daniels' testimony, as she gave the American people what they never wanted. A description of Trump on all fours on a hotel bed in his boxers.
Ugh. You know, the corrupt judge should never have allowed the testimony of Stormy Daniels. It's a disgrace. Everything she said was a total, total lie, except the bit about spanking me with a magazine that had my face on it. It's true. I was on the cover of the magazine. Great photo, believe me. And after the spanking she gave me, all my cheeks looked the same. Down below, up top, all looked identical.
There were objections in court when Ms. Daniels said she spanked the former president right on the butt. The prosecution conceded the defendant clearly does not have a butt. Everyone knows his legs run straight into his back, which is why he stands at 90 degree angles like a centaur.
How could you believe a woman like Stormy? It's not even a real name, do you know that? There wasn't even a tattoo of a real name. And believe me, I looked everywhere. I looked all over because she reminded me of my daughter. And let me tell you, if I'm going to jail, I'll have an Ivanka tattoo, not a Stormy tattoo, no. Go to the Trump store right now to buy limited edition My Daughter's Hot Waffle Irons. Out now, half off till my sentencing day. Thank you.
So, can Trump continue to hold his wish in the courtroom, or will this all end like a tribute to the Burke family of Mayo, with Donald as Enoch spending time in jail for reasons nobody's quite sure of anymore, while Don Jr. and Eric accuse the judge of prostrating themselves on the altar of Bidenism? Then they'll fly in Gardaí to remove them all kicking and screaming from the court. But how would they even remove Mr. Trump? It'd be like trying to carry a semi-deflated bouncy castle through a door. This is Donny O'Sullivan. My Yank twang is getting stronger. For CNN News, New York City. Up, Karis, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome back to the show. Now,
It is a hellish dilemma. Ireland back in the Eurovision final, but many want to boycott it because of Israel. Professor Luke O'Neill is here with some tips on experiencing the excitement of Eurovision while still salving your conscience.
Yeah.
So, Luke, in loco spectatoris, as it were, how can it be done?
Well, Pat, can I bring you back to the solar eclipse we had last month?
Sadly, not visible from Gorse Hill.
Or anywhere in Ireland.
Yeah, space basically hates us here.
So, listeners will remember that a safe way to view the eclipse, you see, was to make a homemade projector, you see, by piercing a hole in a bit of card and projecting the once-in-a-lifetime spectacle onto the back of a Rice Krispies box, you see.
So you're saying the same rule could apply to Eurovision, Luke?
Absolutely. Conscientious objectors will want to look at the television directly, but by watching a projection on a Rice Krispie box, they won't miss out.
Or a box of Alpen, exempli gratia.
Absolutely.
So if Bambi Thug does Ireland proud, there's no need to miss their performance.
Well, there's no need for air quotes, but if you're not handy with scissors and card, you could try turning the brightness completely down on the television set, but leaving the audio up.
Or why not put a keffiyeh scarf over your set and watch it through that cleansing screen, as it were.
Though if you still want the party atmosphere, you could watch it through a pub window, say in Capel Street, while drinking pints from plastic glasses.
So you say you're boycotting it. It happens now to be visible to you. Is that not the same as watching it on the sly?
No, absolutely not. The presence of the window, you see, creates a double screen filter effect, eliminating ultraviolet rays from the said broadcast.
Ipso facto, the ultraviolet rays emanating from Israel are thus neutralised.
Absolutely. And if you're still uncomfortable about harmful emissions, you can, of course, reduce the risk further by voting for Ukraine, you see.
Yeah. What about a vaccine, Luke? I mean, I was doodling on my pad before you came in. I came up with AstraZenophobe.
No, that's not a thing.
How about the BCG, then?
Well, for tuberculosis.
Broadcasters condemn genocide.
Okay, well, moving on, vitamin A is essential for vision, you see. So
one could forego their Vit A in the mornings, and to wit, your ability to see the contest would be diminished.
Though, of course, realistically, you would have had to stop taking it a couple of months ago before Bambi Thug went absolutely
gangbusters. Well, it's fascinating, Professor Luke O'Neill. Thank you.
Yeah.
And coming up, which Connor Pope is here with the best value in Ouija boards.
How are ya? 'Tis your humble Lord and Saviour of the dance, Michael Flatley here, and you're all Cade Million Faulty Groat, 2 Meek Podcast, The Jig's Up.
The Jig's Up.
That's right. The last brave bastion of Frey speech in the media shamscape run by Libflakes. And joining me today is a man who's been cancelled more times than a Marty Whelan daytime telly show.
What?
Dr. Jordan Peterson. Hello, Jordan.
Well, if you're even allowed to say hello anymore, just the mention of hell probably offends the godless neo-Marxist liberal coastal elites.
Now, speaking of things we're not allowed to speak of, did you see the protests in Ireland this week, Fado?
Well, do you mean the false flag deep state Antifa psychop encampment in Trinity College, or...
No, the brave and patriotic grassroots revolution waddling down O'Connell Street.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was a diverse crowd of Irish virgin lads in their 50s, if ever there was one.
Well, I did not see it, but that's because the story was probably suppressed by the fake stream greedia, and not because I spend most of my time in a benzodiazepine fog arguing in comment sections about Harry Potter.
Oh, if only you had seen it. Musha, musha. T'was our very own January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
20,000,000 proud citizens armed with taxi driver accents storming the Capitol bar and lounge, led by a QAnon Seamus.
What were they protesting about?
Oh, immigration.
Ah.
And not the good kind, doctor, like when the Europeans peacefully immigrated to America,
or
when my own parents immigrated to America, or when I immigrated to my various homes in Italy, London and Monaco, the other kind.
I find it incredible that such brave Irish patriots would take time out from channeling all that energy of their nervous breakdowns on Facebook pages and instead announce to the world in the fresh air just how much fluoride has rotted their brains.
Here, here, now dry your wish.
But not so much here, here, more like anywhere but here.
Never were truer, wetter words spake. Now a friend of the podcast on the line, Elon Musk.
Yes.
Conus ye toto.
Yes, hello, yes.
Ah, Elon, you did some Twitter post about Ireland and immigration, you mad buck, you.
Well, it's not Twitter anymore. Please don't deadname my website.
Oh, sorry.
But I, by all means, you can use my website, x.com, to deadname trans people. You can.
It's true, you can. You posted that the IRA used to be cool, but are now soft and cuddly, bravely taunting a dormant terrorist organization from a bunker thousands of miles away made from crashing Tesla shares and your daddy's diamond mine money.
Well, I had to, Michael. Immigration is bad. Everyone knows this, except the good immigration.
Oh.
Like when I immigrated to the United States and I became African-American.
Gosh, now I have a friend who's a person of color. Yes. If bloating can be counted as a color.
Oh, by the haper japers, of course it can. Any last words of wisdom, lads?
Defund the PC police.
Yeah. Last one to the private jet is a communist.
And Pogue Mahomes in London, Italy, and Monaco. The jig's up.
TGIF, darling. Can't I drink bubba?
Not for me. Given my circumstances and being back to public duties, I ought to be ship-shape.
Well, so long as the ship isn't the Titanic.
Though I must admit, the heatwave sunshine makes a stiff drink all the more tempting, I say.
And you've already picked up quite a colour. Sunbathing, dear?
No, just high blood pressure.
I wondered why they called you Your Highness for all those years.
One could even go for a royal barbecue.
I was thinking the same. Something has been craving sausages.
That's my fingers again. Blast them.
Change of subject. I see that Harry has returned for the week. Will he be dropping by?
Once a year is enough, don't you agree?
Quite.
I do grow ever so weary of our meetings.
Indeed, and perhaps you should be thinking of making the most of what time you have left.
I'd rather face the public, quite frankly, and anything he would like to say to me, he should be communicating in the traditional royal family method.
You mean publicly and scandalously?
Precisely. The American has him all emotional and looking for heart-to-heart conversations.
Dreadful.
He ought to communicate like a royal gentleman through unnamed sources quoted on page 5 of The Sun.
Speaking of, you know the newspapers say Josh O'Connor is a heartthrob now.
Ooh.
The young fellow who played you in The Crown.
Ah.
It's quite the dish.
I told you that series was totally unrealistic, Mububa.
Perhaps. They also cast Dominic West to play you, and he's a ravishing piece of meat. Terrible casting, if you ask me.
Though his wife does own a castle, so not entirely inappropriate.
Yeah, and of course there was talk of him having a possible affair. Method acting, no doubt.
Darling, all this talk of Tory anti-immigration has very much taken the attention away from my triumphant return. Where are my parades? Where are the flyovers from planes?
Probably headed to Rwanda, dear. With the hateful rhetoric, the xenophobia, it leaves a dreadful taste in one's mouth.
Yeah, it does rather remind me of dear Papa. How he would have loved this climate. Gone too soon.
They were glad he didn't live long enough to see the Garrick Members Club vote to admit women.
Quite. Papa would barely admit women exist.
What a card.
And welcome back to Malmo.
Thank God the Israel bit is now over. Change in atmosphere here. Oh, it's almost as awkward as Cormac and Sarah in Drive Time overdoing the jocularity during a segment on cruelty to cats. Time for a trip to the bar, methinks. I wonder if they serve baby Guinnesses here.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Well, that's the Brits done. Ali Alexander from It's a Sin. Well, I tell you what is a sin. The price of a baby Guinness in this arena. Shag it. I've lost the receipt for claiming back expenses. Silly, silly Marty. I suppose I'll just have to get another few. Bambi Thug, what a reaction. That was magnifico. You know, I think I'm crying. Though the chili crisps did turn out to be hotter than expected. I loved every bit of it. Lucifer below. Should Marty and the rest of us consider becoming a Satanist? I have always thought devil horns would look rather fetching against my mustard, if I do say so. You know, folks, I think we should win. We could win this, you know. I mean, if Ireland wins, I declare now I'll strip off all my clothes and I'll run across the stage. That'll be a winning streak, if you will. Oh, better make sure they keep Israel a good distance away if we win. We all know what they do with something called Bambi. Oh, dear, I'm losing the run of myself. Oh, we're only halfway through. If only that were true for the Baileys. I'm having the time of my life. Viva Eurovision! More! More!
Mr. President, the pressure on your support for Israel is becoming unmanageable.
Oh, malarkey, is that still going on? Send a strongly worded letter to Netanyahu.
Is that really appropriate?
Send a scoldy worded text. No, send a pinch on his cheek. No,
sir?
Send an emoji with a raised eyebrow. That's the one.
Okay, so sending an image of a playfully raised eyebrow cartoon is about as far as this White House is willing to go over the destruction of Gaza and everyone in it?
Well, is there a big boy naughty step we can put him on?
The Hague?
Are you as piddle as a pixie in Port McGee? Forget that. Tell me something important, like what's happening in the Isle Shot. Gotta be good.
Well, American tourists in Dublin are unable to access the Book of Kells.
What? Well, why in the name of St. Bernie are the Bunyan's not?
The building's been barricaded by pro-Palestine Irish students.
Holy smokes, and a packet of potato. This is an outrage.
Really? This is the outrage?
Get the tea shop out of whatever Kaylee he's keeling over at and put him on me.
It's dialing, sir.
Probably piddle-eyed.
Hello, Big Red, must answer American phone. This is my first time answering. Name the tax break of the rendition flight. I'll send the usual colleagues in velvet down to Shannon. Stat!
Listen, Mihol.
No, that's the ex-co Tish. It's Simon here, new Monster Energy Tish.
Jumping Jim Core, was there a heave?
No, it was a bloodless transition.
Sure, there's no blood left in half the Irish. You're all so piddled and porter by noon.
Well, I'm new and I'm important. You might know me from every social media platform ever invented. I'm sure the NSA has seen my camera roll. We're all friends here, Mr. President.
Well, sure, Miss Mihol and that dead-eyed son of his, the one who was always picking his nose.
Well, Mihol is still here, but the other one left to spend more time with his regrets.
Listen, son.
Sir.
Irish Americans have a sacred right to access the Book of Wells at all times. How else are we to know where all the wells are?
Well, it's actually Kells. Ironically, nobody wants to go to Kells, but they're mad about the guidebook. Oh, God, that's great content. I must TikTok that one later.
Are you listening to me, or are you as mad as a heifer at a hoolie?
Mr. President, I can assure you the students of Trinity are peacefully protesting.
Here's the deal. We can have Marines on the lawn and a warship in the docks.
A warship?
As quick as you can buckle a banshee on bootleg brandy.
Look, there is absolutely no need for warheads here.
What?
There's something much worse I can threaten on Trinity students.
Abstinence.
I'll move the Trinity ball to the north side unless they end the blockade. Blockade!
That's more like it's to sweeten the deal. I'll add in a few extra blackout flights for Shannon.
Sir, yes, sir. Quick selfie for this important call to remind myself of this moment for when I break the promise I just made 4 days from now.
May the rose rise up to slap Assassinak in the ghoulies.
Sure, yes, whatever. By the way, Mr. President, there's one thing I want to ask you about Israel and the situation in... Mr. President...